Hey, hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Corey, and I'm here with my boy, Tony.
What's going on, brother?
What's
another,
up, Tony?
Another day at Premiere.
I know, this is our second interview at Premiere.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this one.
There's no doubt about it. What's really cool is we have a twofer.
Yeah.
We have a twofer, so we have a... We have Miss Jen Plank from Salon Centric, and the one she speaks a lot about, but we don't ever really get to hear her talk. We get her best friend, Miss Lacey, on there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us. This is super cool.
Jen, thanks. Right? Yeah. Thanks. Is this your first podcast?
First one ever.
Lacey?
Dude.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
First one ever.
We're a lot of
I was a virgin podcaster.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This should make you feel good.
Right. Yeah. our second first of the day.
Right. Woo.
Well, two for two. Maybe our third. Lacey, you're first?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Two for.
Yeah.
Threer.
Oh, stop it. Triple that.
Presley this morning was like, this is my first one. I go, word up.
Right. It's super cool.
Especially at this age.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
40's a new 12.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So those that don't know Jen, who the hell is Jen Plank?
Oh my gosh, I'm a full-time working hairdresser and a salon owner and an industry mentor. Like, I just love everybody. We're here to help people. We're non-brand specific. We love all the brands. Basically, I just do what everybody else does. I'm a beauty professional that stands behind the chair today with my best friend. We sling some hair. We've got a tight compensation and career path that we follow. And we surround ourselves with people like you guys that keep us inspired and motivated to keep reinventing ourselves. So
that's
what we do.
That's awesome. So you guys,
Before we get to all that, where are you from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I'm from a suburb outside of Detroit. It's called Clarkston. It's super small. Really, really small. I grew up on dirt roads, playing outside. I was an athlete in college. I come from a family. My grandfather's a professional basketball player, and so I'm the only girl in my family also, and so I inherited all of the athletic ability. So before I was Jen Plank, I was Jenny the Jock, not Jenny from the block.
What did Jenny the Jock play in college?
I played basketball, volleyball, track, and after my junior year, I joined the men's soccer team at my college in Concordia in Ann Arbor, so that was super fun, and that's a whole other class.
equally as impressive. Where are you from?
I'm from Traverse City, Michigan. So I've been there my whole life, and that's where I met John. And my family is all in the industry. So
they're all hairdressers. Barbers. Yep. Oh, barbers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can we talk about what's happening in barbering these days? Holy cow.
It's coming back. I mean, it is.
With a vengeance.
At. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not your dad's barbershop anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. That's for sure. Love you, Dad. We don't mean that disrespectfully. Right. Yeah. Rufus, love you.
I mean, just to live in that world for a minute, like tomorrow we get to interview the Russo boys. You guys are familiar with the Russo boys?
Sick. Stop it. We just stalked them, like, right next door. Stalking them.
Jen the stalker.
I was stalking them. Over there. Seriously, that's, like, outrageous what they're doing. And I think, like, for those of us that have been in the salon industry, we've been throwing around this term exceptional client experience. Exceptional client experience. Mm-hmm. And the barbers just brought it back with a vengeance. Like, that, what they are doing in that barbershop is nothing short of a full-on production. And people are not coming for the haircut, they're coming for the experience, and they're lining up outside the door. Those guys are on fuego.
Fuego is right, dude.
I feel like I'm at church.
Yeah. They are a mic drop. Those homeboys over there are a mic drop, I'm pretty sure, right there. Yeah, walking mic drop.
That's amazing, man. It's just, we're super excited. I can't wait to talk to them.
I bet.
Can't wait to talk.
I mean, right? Let's stay focused now. We're with us now.
Jen and Lacey are here.
I mean, yeah.
So you guys own a salon together.
We do. We own a salon suite in Traverse City, Michigan, in northern Michigan. Uh-huh. We're in a 360 square foot space.
Wow.
We are existing salon owner. Lacey worked there for how many years, Lace?
13 years,
and I was there for 3. And she actually approached us and said, "You have disrupted the culture of our compensation plan, and you guys need to own your own salon." And this is what I said to her: "Absolutely not. I don't want my face to look like your face. Do you see your face? I don't want to own my own salon. And I don't want a staff infection." So, no.
And we didn't want to leave our team.
And we didn't want to leave our team, and we didn't want to leave our owner. But the truth of the matter was, we were running a completely different race. She believed in us, saw in us what we couldn't see in ourselves. And then watch this, guys. She gave us our entire client list from the front of the building. She paid for our shampoo bowls, our chairs, our mats, our dryers, everything. She set us up, then gave us like a resource paper. You guys are going to need to get an accountant. You're going to need to get this. You're going to need to get that.
Insurance.
That's unheard of.
Well, it is. And I think people have this fear about salon suites that it's people that are on salon teams jumping ship to like walk out. That's not necessarily the case. And it most certainly isn't with us. Lacey and I teach in salon teams all across the country. We still believe in that model very, very much so with everything that we do and everything that we are. And our salon suite is not the final destination for us, because in the last 12 months, we brought in just under $250,000 in that little 360 square foot space, working 2.5 days a week. Now, our goal for 2019 and what we're doing now is finding a new building with a larger square footage so that we then can bring in our own salon team so that we can show them how to have a lifestyle-based place to work instead of hairdressers working 7 days a week, 12-hour days, you know, assembly line hairdressing, which, again, goes back to not a great client experience.
Right.
So, you know.
Is that where you guys met, in that salon? Yes.
We did. And when we met, Lacey had been on a plane one time in her whole life, so now we own Delta. Like we went from the bathroom row to the front row, like just in like 36 months. Like we were talking about that, Corey. Like you guys also have gotten really big, really fast. And it's like such an amazing, magical ride to go from like the bathroom row to first class is like kind of a fun ride. But when I met Lacey, she was already a coach. She was triple booked in her salon. She had a waiting list. Great, great employee, great team spirit already there. But she had never been exposed to like what I teach. She didn't know who I was. We had never met. And so when I showed up at her salon, I showed her the four impact zones that we teach and how we run our business today. And what happened, Lace?
Well, I stopped focusing on what was on the books. And I started thinking about maybe what they would like that they didn't even know that I offered. And I tripled my income in 6 months with no additional guests.
Wow. But I mean,
wow.
And she was a 13-year veteran. So what's cool about what we teach is it's applicable to a beauty school student that's like still wet from the hair womb. And it's also great for like somebody who's a little more marinated and a little more experienced that's looking to like re-jump their career and go at it different.
Okay. I'm gonna have to jump in here, Plank, because you're going way too fast.
I'm sorry, I can't. I've hit 87 Red Bulls in a
Lacey, so Lacey, what does that look like? I mean, just not about like what you're open to, but give us like what that looks like. You went through your book and what does that look like?
Well, so you have a haircut and I would have just done the haircut before. Sure. But when I started thinking about what they may want, I did a brow wax and maybe they wanted their lip wax and I do nose wax now and ear wax.
Sick. Not doing
and
that.
Maybe a treatment.
My nose hurts.
During anything that takes less than 15 minutes, I'm going to offer it. If I have time for it, I'm going to offer it. And most times they say yes.
So was it, how do I get this question? Was it a purposeful effort to fill your menu with less than 15-minute things?
Okay, so I'm going to jump in here.
Here
comes Jen Plank jumping in. Shocker. So we have 21 petite pamperings, and those are what other salons call add-on services. And we don't put them on our menu. What we know is that it's a spontaneous in-the-moment offering, and it's a spontaneous in-the-moment purchase. And so a lot of our training, time, effort, and passion goes into the actual art of the presentation of the add-on service, not the actual service. And it's how you say it or how you offer it determines whether the guest will take it or not. Right. And so we have 20 of them now that we call petite pamperings that in the moment we're like on fuego. So like our average service ticket is anywhere between $150 and $400 every client every time. And 50% of that average service is in add-on services.
And petite pamperings.
Yes, petite pamperings. Or service upgrades, special effects, beauty boosters.
That's I love amazing. All those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those are all of our tags, right?
Yeah. anything but add-on, because I feel like when you say add-on, the client in your mind is adding up, and then you feel uncomfortable.
This might be kind of off, but I'm just sitting here looking at you two. I'm sitting like, I see you in this white dress. All of a sudden, here she comes and gives you a bite of the apple,
All of a sudden, exactly. That happened. Totally happened.
Great.
Yep. That's really, really, really cool.
Yeah.
So when with your dream salon that's coming up here in the next year or so, are you guys going to be more commission-based, or are you looking at
We are commission-based now. We actually run a big salon inside a small space, so we are commission-based. We have a sliding scale. We have a compensation plan.
Aren't you two the only employees?
Yeah. But you got to walk the walk. You know, like we can't have a staff and say, we want you to run this career path that we went to a class and learned about, but we ourselves did not walk the walk. Nobody's following that. Yeah. That's like hypocritical. Mm-hmm. That's why I stay behind the chair. I would love to just do this every day, just fly around and teach people and get interviewed and film and do that. But that's not real today. Right. And what stylists and salon owners want today is people who are actually walking the walk, giving them real life tips, tools, and behaviors from behind the chair, not an ethereal idea or a concept, an actual real life, real resource. And so, you know, that's like a game changer, I think.
Can I add an antidote here?
Yes, please do.
So I reach out to Jen a couple weeks ago, and I go, hey, Jen, I have a question for you. And she goes, hey, this is the best time. I'm ripping foils.
I was in the back ripping foils. Yeah, we do everything. You know, we rip foils. We take the trash out. We, you know, the old Jen back in the day would have been that girl that would let my associate start the blow dry, and then I would come and take the dryer out of her hand. Maybe because she had to have lunch or go to the bathroom or whatever, but I never thought of what the perception of that was to the guest that was in my chair. And what was happening was I was taking the dryer out of her hand and realizing that to the guest that makes it seem like she's not good enough to finish and I'm better. Right. So now we don't do that. We may be able to stand there and build that girl up while she's doing the blow dry. Like that's an exceptional blow dry. It's way better than I could ever have done, but we do not take the dryer out of their hand ever again.
Sometimes we grab another dryer, though.
Yeah, and then we jump in. Right. We do a Beyonce blowout that's sick. Yeah, we do a double tag team blowout where we take a 45-minute blow dry down to 7 minutes. And it's like a coordinated dance where they think we're reading each other's minds, but we just practice.
And then they film it.
Yeah, and then they film it.
And they film it?
Right. Yeah. They're like, look at this.
That's awesome.
Self-demo. It's super fun. And it also adds to the guest experience on stage, but backstage, boys, we late.
Right.
We late.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Where do you want to go, Tone?
Jen Wild. Stop.
I can't keep up, man. So you talked a lot about like the future hairdressers and stuff. What do you see as like Jen and Lacey's legacy? Like, what do you? I mean,
I think our legacy will be that we inspire people to have critical thinking about what they're capable of, and not only inspiring the critical thinking, but lighting something inside them that fuels them to chase their dreams. I mean, I would have never imagined that a college dropout who went really broke one time would be sitting here with you. You know, I would have never imagined at 40 years old I would meet my real best friend. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you just never know what's coming. And I think for us, it's about building a team that's lifestyle-based so that stylists can make an exceptional living and also have an exceptional lifestyle. So I think our legacy will be that we've equipped you with all of the things that you need to break through your glass ceiling, have the lifestyle of your dreams, and a wonderful place to work.
I agree.
Where do you find the vision for this? I mean, that
I'm a freak.
Right.
And basically, we want them to have what we want because we're hairstylists. So one of the things that we do is we create Disney in the salon. If you have a bad attitude, you can go home for the day.
Isn't that nice? And we do all your clients for you. We don't have to cancel your day at all. We, out of the kindness of our little heart, we give you the day off, and we take care of your whole book. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
Yeah, we empower each other and our staff to adjust their own attitude. We don't believe that owners should be having to adjust their team's attitude. We believe that every team should respect their owner enough to shake it off before you come to work. Mm-hmm. So we work really close with a lot of salon owners with big teams across the country, and we help bridge the gap between the staff and the owners, because there's nothing like a good salon owner. The sacrifices that they make in their personal life, nobody would make.
Right. No, that's absolutely true.
And we thought we knew until we got a staff.
And then we got a staff infection. That was not fun times.
Right.
But we also know how we got it. And we also know that sometimes a leader, mentor, coach, which is us, you know, what you permit, you promote. And, you know, we fell into that kind of, we want to give them everything. And so we did. And they took it and ran with it. And it's lesson learned. And so now we'll back away again. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of reconfigured ourselves. And we'll rehire and build a different team. We'll build a championship team this time.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is, right?
Yeah.
You know,
like the Washington Capitals.
Yeah. Right. Stop it. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Those lie downs are in the house. My brother's going to kill me. My brother's a special ed teacher from Dearborn, Michigan, and he's like a diehard Lions fan. And I'm always like, John, give it up, man. Wearing the jersey.
Right.
Someone needs to.
Right.
Well, at least he has the Barry Sanders days, right? To me, he's still the greatest running back that ever played.
Yeah, give it up for Barry.
Certainly the most fun to watch.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
You know, it's like you never knew what you're going
to
get.
No.
Yeah, every time you got the ball, you were excited. You know, right. You're like, all right, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's kind of like me in this interview.
Right. That's how we feel, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're
going to happen with the plank here. That's awesome. Jen, just to back up a little bit. So you said at one point you went broke.
Yeah, that was not a good time. You know, I think when I first got into the industry, I thought it was about hair and being cool, and I wanted a title, and I wanted to be on the platform, spinning my scissors and throwing hair, and so I did that. I got really booked in the salon. I worked 3 12-hour days behind the chair. I became the artistic director of Glitz Salons, which is in Detroit, Michigan, in the suburbs, and she has 4 locations today, and is still, her name's Sherry Barnett, Glitz Salons, still a huge mentor to both myself and Lacey. We can call her any day at any time, and she's the one that really taught me about being kind, about kindness, but she watched me go really broke one time, and I woke up and I was $23,000 in credit card debt. Yeah, that's exactly what I said from the bathroom floor. And the worst thing about it is, like, nobody knew. So I lived like that for, like, at least a year, and I was literally living la vida broca, which is not very glamorous at all. It was not a good time. And I know today that everything happens for a reason. Every person you meet, every conversation you have. And Sherry came to me during this time, did not know I was broke, did not know the lights were turned off, did not know the repo man was coming to my door, banging on, this true story, repo man coming, banging on the door to get my Audi TT. Oh, I miss you. But still, okay, back, squirrel. And she said, what's going on, Jen? And I said, well, Sherry, like, I'm $23,000 in credit card debt. I can't pay my bills. I've got 15 credit cards. Like, what am I going to do?
And at that point, you were making a lot of money.
I was making a ton of bank. I had 2 assistants, driving a sports car. I was like, I was the shit. Like,
spending
spending everything. And I was feeding.
Living like a baller.
Yeah, living like a boss. And I wasn't one. Like, yeah. I was not a boss. So I went to Sherry, and she actually pulled me out onto the salon floor. I'll never forget it. And I was really respected in my salon as kind of like the cool girl, the leader, the artistic director. And she pulled Crystal's nail table right out into the salon floor and said, get your credit cards out. And in front of our whole staff, I laid out all 15 of my credit cards, and she slid a pair of scissors across, and she made me cut them up. And I now, to this day, I only have 1 credit card, and that's been over a decade of this, like, come to Jesus moment at the nail station at Glitz Salons with me and the credit cards. Oh. And then she said, we're going to have a business class, and it's on Sunday on your day off. And I said, I'm not coming to that stupid class. I'm the artistic director. I'm not doing hair. Sherry, we're not doing hair. I'm not coming to that. Like, it's no hair there. Like, stop it. I'm not coming to that. And she goes, well, you are coming. I gave you a title. You're a leader, mentor, and coach. And you're going to show up at this class. So I rolled up on Sunday. I sat right in the front row like a pissed cat. Like, my arms were folded. I was just mad. And then he showed up, the guy, the business guy. And, of course, he was wearing a navy blue business suit, so that was super hot. And he had the balding businessman haircut. That was super hot. And he was accessorized with a briefcase.
Yes. Like the old-fashioned square
like that,
box
like that. Yeah, he was. And I, like, literally was just like, I'm not into this. And, like, 20 minutes into the conversation, there's, like, 250 people in the room. I knew he was talking to me. Like, 20 minutes in, I'm like, this dude is talking to me. He doesn't even know. Nobody knows my story. Why does he know? And my life changed forever. And his name was Scott Massad. He's still a great mentor of mine today. He was one of the youngest vice presidents of Redken ever. And he showed me 4 key areas that really create success. And he made me look at what I was doing real different. And so those are the 4 things that I showed Lacey that day. So that legacy of paying it forward to show people how to get out, you do. And honest to God, I got out of $23,000 in credit card debt in 1 year and 6 months, debt free. But I changed everything about myself. People ask me that all the time. How'd you do it? I'm like, I changed everything about myself. And the first thing I did was break up with my ego. And mine was so big, I named it Francesca. That turned out Francesca. Yes. Yeah. And so it was 1 inch from the mirror. I'll never forget that. It was an ugly cry day for me. And it was also a game changer in my life. And so I'll never be that girl again. Your ego is not your amigo.
So you broke up with Francesca.
I did. Ugly cry.
Ugly cry.
Yeah.
Then replaced her with Lacey.
Yeah. 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 I did have to break up with my best friend at the time. She was like super negative and she badmouthed the salon owner. And that's one of the things that we know, like good championship players never badmouth their coaches. Never, mm-hmm. ever. Don't badmouth the coach.
Yeah.
And so I had to break up with her. But thank God, because I don't even think you would have come near me if you had seen me roll up with that, you know what?
Probably not.
Yeah, I had to break up with the one B word to get the other B word.
Gets it dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Two things is that is one thing that I've always lived by, kind of on that note, is that in the back room, no careers are made. They're only lost.
Yeah, we don't hang on the break. We tell people all the time from the platform, there's one room that we don't hang out in. It's the break room.
Yeah.
You will never find Lacey in the break room. And there's two reasons. A, there is no clients in the break room. You will never find a guest back there. Right. They're not hanging out back there. You know who's back there? Bitches.
No, snap.
Yes, and you know what they're doing back there? They are bitching and eating. Yeah. What we know is the only thing you're going to catch by hanging out in a break room in a salon is a bad attitude and a new pant size. So get out of there.
Get out of there.
Yeah, we don't like it. So, yeah, we're not about that.
It's actually funny, Tony, when she was telling that story, it's very, very similar to the story that Michael Cole told us.
Oh, we love Michael Cole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael
talks about, like, pooping.
Yes, like pooping in the break room.
We were talking about the back the room. Storm. I was talking about you know, like how she had to really like assess where she was. And,
Michael Cole is a good friend of ours. He actually was the first guy to come into Glitz Salons and show me that I needed to write things down. And that was like 100 mm-hmm. years ago. And we see him all the time. I just had a phone conversation with him last month. He is an exceptional mentor.
Yeah, we love him.
Michael Cole, to me, is the Vidal Sassoon of the business part of the hair industry. Like, he was the first guy to come in and mm-hmm. say, you guys, this is a business. Like, and you can do a better job with your business, and here's how you can do it.
Right.
And the thing I also love about Michael Cole is he's been here forever. He's a legacy leader. And instead of trying to be something he's not, he features young hairdressers and mentors them. And so Michael Cole, to me, is literally a legacy leader because he continues to evolve his message to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And so shout out to you, Michael Cole. Mad love, mad respect forever.
We're doing a legend and icon month, and he's in it.
He's it. Good job.
So that's next month. Next month in July, we have five, you know, what we consider legends or icons or people that certainly inspired us through our careers.
Yeah, so. He's one. I think Ruth Roach is another one that's one of our favorites, and I know that you guys have talked to her, so I think that's super cool.
Where is she?
Yeah,
she's supposed to be on your...
She's doing hair. They're busy. It's bad. I don't miss those days. They're up at like 3 a.m. slinging hair, and I'm like, I'll have my coffee at 10.
Right, yeah.
Now borrow your scissors later.
But now she's on 8 Red Bull, right?
Yeah.
She's on the 8 Red Bull diet.
That's it.
That's pretty cool. So jumping into where, you know, the Plank and the Lacey are now, tell us a little bit about your mafia obsession.
Oh, right, my hair mafia.
Hair mafia.
So that the hair mafia movement actually started several years ago. And I got on stage and I was talking about who's been in the industry 10 years or longer. You know, like 50% of, you're right. And I'll say this. So, you know, you ain't never getting out. You're not going back to school. You're not retiring. You're not having a baby and then not coming back. You're going to come back. It's like the hair mafia. There's only one way out. It's not
That's
a good
true.
Way.
I like it,
right?
So once I said it and then I like clicked the slide, everybody kind of went, whoa. And then we traveled along to the next stop in the show tour, and a girl named Megan from a Redstone Salon and Spa in the Midwest waited for me to get off stage, and their salon and spa team made me a t-shirt that had the Hair Mafia on it with like Charlie's Angels chick sticking out. Mm-hmm. And so it just sort of blew up from there. Like everybody was talking about the Hair Mafia. Everybody's in movement. And we started to clarify what it meant to wear that logo. Because for me, it's more important that your behavior matches the intention behind the message than just being cool.
Right.
So, you know, Hair Mafia is not about being cool. It has nothing to do with being cool. Cool is not trending for 2018 or 2019. Cool is out.
Right.
And what Hair Mafia is about being kind when the I, me, my's of the beauty industry choose to do the right thing just because it's the right thing to do. So that's what the Hair Mafia is about. It's about the inside beauty of the beauty industry.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And we talked about it earlier, you know, with the, what was it, hashtag the positive influencers, you know what I mean? Just being positive and everybody just, you know what I mean, connecting and giving back. It is not about a me or like, you know, these attitudes are like trying to be all cool, being something that you're not.
Well, and I think, too, you're going to see a lot of us start to align ourselves with bigger purposes. One of the things that I do now is I sit on the board of directors for Beauty Changes Lives. And Beauty Changes Lives is a scholarship giveaway. That's what we do. We give away scholarships, millions and millions of dollars every year. Yeah. People can write in and apply for a scholarship, anywhere from having myself in your beauty school as a mentor or Adam with Sam Via. We do an event at the Chicago ABS show where we raise a bunch of money to give away to scholarship winners all over the country. And so it's just a really amazing movement to be a part of that's bigger than yourself. And so anything I can do to make awareness to anybody in our industry that's mm-hmm. doing the right thing, I'm all about it. And so I think Beauty Changes Lives is definitely a powerhouse when it comes to giving back.
That's pretty cool. We a couple months ago we talked to Eric Taylor, and the conversation very much sounded like this, you know.
Yeah.
And part of that conversation was that, and we were kind of talking about how Instagram's involved in that, and what's happened with Instagram is that you have all these artists from around the world, and it seems like the good guys are boiling to the top, right?
It
like
is
the good people, not
yes.
you know, not
yeah, yeah.
incredible artist.
Yes.
But out of those incredible artists, it's like the good, it's the
it is.
The
it's the Sam Vias. It's the Daniel yeah. Mason Joneses. It's the Jen Planks. It's those of us that truly just
Who's
want
that Jen Plank?
Me. It's me. Oh. I'm right here. Hello. See me, see you, see me. Yeah. Me. Yeah. It's those of us are rising to the top. And I think a lot of times we're fearful of the negative that mm-hmm. comes from social media, which sometimes it is. You know, you'll never see Lacey and I bash anybody on social media. We're always about building people up. But the one thing social media did that was great is what you just said. It allowed artists that don't typically connect to come to a place, and those of us who have the right intention have organically risen to the top.
Absolutely.
And so that I'm forever grateful for social media. I'm also mm-hmm. grateful that we didn't have it in my 20s. So that's called blackmail.
Right. Would have seen a crying one inch from the mirror.
Right. Yeah,
that's true. Not everything needs to be documented.
Jen, you have a social media outlet that's happening on your website.
I do.
That is controlled by her.
It
so
is.
You have to be nice.
I do. I do. My website's jenplank.com, and it's becoming live this month where it's a hub for people. Yeah, right. Corey's eyes just bugged out of his head. So, yeah, jenplank.com, and that's what we're here filming this week. We're recording with you guys, and we're going to be getting footage for that. And on that website, it's a collaborative place where no matter what position you play in the industry, whether you're a sales consultant, which we call sustainability coaches,
nice.
A salon owner, a brand, an artist, a beauty school student, teacher, it's for everybody. We're inclusive, not exclusive. It's got a membership. There's no contract because I don't believe in those. I'm showing them my ring finger right now because who would marry this? So, it's there if you need us. And when you don't need us anymore, you can jet out. It's totally cool. Yeah. Yeah. And so you'll see us feature a lot of our friends. We'll for sure have you guys on there so people know where to find your podcast. So, yes, we have to do that for sure.
That's awesome,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, so jenplank.com.
Now there's one I don't know is my best friend.
Right.
Jenplank.com.
Jenplank.com.
That's awesome. Okay, dude. How do you do it, man? Honestly, I mean, how do you bring so much energy? I've seen you. Lacey's over there laughing. It's almost like she has a story that she wants to share.
She does. She's got a lot of stories.
I totally saw that.
How do you do it?
Exactly. But, you know, I've seen you a couple of times, and honestly, your energy's no. As a matter of fact, I think there's a video floating around of you and Lacey at 4 in the morning at the Chicago
yeah.
airport?
Yeah, Jen Plank in the wind bed.
Yeah. Jen Plank trying to fly a wind bed yeah. like a kite yeah. indoors.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, it's funniest
pretty crazy.
Thing
you can see it on social media. Look on Lacey's Facebook, Lacey Griffiths. You don't want to miss it. It's hilarious. You know, the energy comes from the love and the passion I have for the industry. And Red Bull and coffee also
help.
So,
well.
But really, honestly, this is what I was born to do. And I think when you discover what your purpose is mm-hmm. and you listen to the whispers of your life, you hear them with your soul, not with
okay,
your
slow down,
ears.
Slow down. So right. Are you saying before, like, however many years ago, before you found out that this is what you were going to share with the industry, like you didn't have all this energy. Are you saying that this is like passion driven?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I had energy. I mean, I played college sports, so that's where it went. It went
right.
there. And then at 5'4" and like a buck 10, I'm not playing in the WNBA. It's not happening. I need to like hang it up, get a career. And, you know, I think that was also a come to Jesus moment. Anybody who's a former athlete, you know that you miss that you miss that drive, you miss that, and you miss the coach, you miss the team. And so, you know, I was able to find a new team and a new coach and a new playbook and a new game to play. And so I found that in the beauty industry, and I would have never imagined that it would have been here in the beauty industry, because if you saw what I look like as Jenny the Jock, I did not look like this at all.
Lacey?
Yeah.
We need those pictures, bro.
No, knock it off. That's not okay.
You're going to have to talk to her high school friends about that.
There's one floating around that I was like, who posted this? I definitely would get most changed for my high school graduating class, for sure. I had the two-layered haircut, the one with two layers. I did the disconnected fringe, which was my bangs. Oh,
isn't that the best? I want three layers. Here, right. Here, right. And
like,
here.
I want to get out like a wedge whacker and go whack, whack, whack. $75. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it comes from the love of the people. And I think anytime I'm in an audience or people show up to my experiences or my classes, you know, I give them my soul, but in return, they're feeding mine. And so it's an exchange of energy. You know, we don't teach technique. We teach touch points. And so it's just a different, when you're in our rooms, it's really different. It's just a different feeling. It's a different energy. And, you know, you catch it from me. Like, it's an exchange where when you leave there, you catch this, like, crazy energy and this crazy virus. Mm-hmm. My business partner, Stefan Thompson, who owns BizLink Software System, says that you catch a three-eyed virus from Jen Plank. Yeah, I can, I will, and I just did. So, you know, it's that exchange that gives me the energy. I love it. I love hanging out with people like you.
Changed when you walked in.
Yeah.
Really? Did.
Well, except the Russo boys ran out.
Because I started stalking them. They're like, what the hell is this crazy lady with the mohawk? I'm like, do you want to take me home? No, we do not. Stay in America.
So when you see Jen before the classes, she's like bouncing around and talking to herself. And I'm like, what are you saying to yourself?
Well, I throw up before I speak every time.
That's true.
That's a true story.
Hey, wait a sec. Did you throw up before you came here?
I had the nervous pee, because there's two things. I either throw up or I have a nervous pee. That's what happens. And I do. I get very nervous before I speak and before I interact with people, because it means so much to me that you catch what you're supposed to catch from this conversation. Yeah. And for everyone else, it's different. And when I'm in an audience, sometimes of 1,200 or 5,000 or 3,000 people, I was born with a gift where I can see people's pain. I can see in the moment when they get it, I feel it, and I take that on. But before, I'm so nervous that I have to talk myself and get out of my own way. And so if you ever see me with headphones on, pacing and weird, like Lacey said, you look like a weirdo. I have a tattoo on my wrist, and I'm like rubbing it, and it says inspire. And the conversation I have with myself is, you're nervous? Why? Because if you're nervous, then you care about what people think. And that means it's about you then, Jen Plank. So why don't you get over yourself and worry about the girl that's in row 100, 365, who used her last dollar to get here. Why don't you worry about her instead of worrying about yourself? And then I just shake it off. I like choke it down, and I walk in and I go after the girl that it took everything for her to be here this weekend, because there's people that it took their last dollar to be here at the premiere show. And we've got to show them how to have a better life so that when they go home, they go back better than the way they came.
That's amazing. I mean, literally, I got goosebumps.
It happens. Wow. It's a side effect.
Right. I can.
Right.
I can, I will, and I just did.
Yeah. You know, and we want everyone to see that, like, no matter where you are, you know, for me, laying on that bathroom floor when I was $23,000 in credit card debt, I couldn't see my way out. Mm. You know, and what I want people to know is, no matter where you are, if things aren't good, it's just one page, man. It's one page of the story your whole life. It ain't the full, it's not a chapter, it's not the full story, it's one page in the whole story of your life. So if you don't like the page you're on, turn the page. And don't wait until or then, turn the page.
She Bob Seger'd us.
Yeah.
She totally, totally Bob Seger'd us.
Turn the page. Stop it. Yeah, go ahead. Turn the page.
You're up, please.
What do you want from me?
We just gave you the Bob Seger introduction.
Right. They want Lacey to sing. Poor Lacey.
What do you want to hear?
Turn the page.
I don't know that song.
Right. Give him something you
don't
know.
You're the worst Michiganian
ever. Give him something
you don't know. I don't know. Turn the page.
You don't know it. What do you know?
Nope.
What do you
know? At this point, I know nothing.
You know, I think it's also important that you get a great business partner, that you kind of balance each other out. And we definitely do that. And so, you know, when Lacey speaks and when she sings, it's like amazing. So she doesn't say much, but when she does, it's epic stuff.
You're so kind.
Well, you know, I tell the truth. I'm really not that kind.
You know, Jen is super, super mega active on Facebook Live. You know, she's posted a couple times, or a few times a day even. And, you know, I guess when you're home or wherever, but Jen host a lot of Lacey singing, and I'm not gonna lie, I've sat around for, you know, more than a few minutes. Like,
yeah, she's amazing. I mean, she has a gift. It's for sure she has a gift, and I'm excited that we've allowed her during this year to get off the road a little bit so that she can share that part of her gift. You know, she's very dual gifted as far as being a great teammate, mentor, business partner, best friend, and coach. And she also happens to have, you know, a very beautiful, beautiful voice. And so, you know, it's fun when we're at home to get that entertainment for free.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And her bands are awesome too. They know that we do this on the weekend, and they're very supportive of us doing this as well, which I think is really neat.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That is cool.
You know, it's weird. It's like, and I guess who's listening, you know, they won't get this, but yeah, you know, just the four of us talking at the table.
Right. Good times, man.
But like before we went on, like Lacey, like belted out when she wasn't shy.
Right.
She
right.
belted out a couple things, and I'm like, dude, this girl's like 4'11".
Yeah.
She might weigh 80 pounds. Yeah. Where does this voice come from?
Yeah, she's got mad sick pipes. Like the first time I heard her, I was like, this is an issue. What are we going to do about that? You know? And what's cool is she's actually done American Idol. She made it to the finals in American Idol. And this is how you know Lacey's like totally into the beauty industry forever, always, like diehard hair mafia, like everything. Because when she went to American Idol, and I didn't know you then, otherwise you probably wouldn't be here today because none of your real friends were there. Because so they say to her, Lacey, you're going to Hollywood. And it's like Simon and Paula and Randy and Lace, when they give you the golden ticket to go to Hollywood, did you say, yeah, I can't wait, I'm going to be the next American Idol?
Well, no. They didn't give me the golden ticket yet.
Yeah, well, said, yeah, tell them.
Okay, so when is it? Because I have a hair show in Vegas in January. So if you pick me, I won't be able to go. And I meant to the hair show.
I'm like, she has Tourette's. Where were your friends? I would have smashed. I would have high-fived her face so hard that she would have fell over and been like, she's in.
Right.
Well, you don't really have the passion to be the next American Idol, but you can sing. And you didn't really make me believe that you wanted to be here. I'm like, thanks for the great review. Maybe someday I'll do your hair.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, honestly, I'm forever grateful for that moment, because if she hadn't done that, then we wouldn't be where we are today. True. And so as much as I hate it for you, Lace, I'm not going to lie, I'm super glad that you did not get on American Idol, because I don't know, I think I would have missed out on one of the greatest gifts of my career.
Me so, too.
Yeah, I'm super, super glad that you didn't get it.
You guys need to hug it out.
Yeah.
That was so
we always
sweet.
Hug it out. We're like
hug
super
out,
happy.
Hug out.
Yeah, we hug out, we high five, we do all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we just fist bump.
Yeah, we do that too. We do that. Stop it. We can up your fist bump. Oh, and we hit. We never hit.
Family one, family one, family bump.
That's explosion.
So at the end of the night, Lacey's done singing. Where do you go for, like, you know, to rejuvenate yourself? Are you into books? Are you into podcast? Of course you're into podcasts.
We're totally into podcasts.
What's your favorite, what's your favorite
on your day off podcast? Hello. We're on it right now. Stop it.
I said, what's that? Right. I mean, a day off. What
right.
is that?
Well, that's the funny thing. When you asked us and you were like, yeah, it's called On Your Day Off Podcast. And Lacey goes, you don't have, what are you going to talk about? You're not relevant to the conversation at all.
We get that. We're in the same boat, actually.
Yeah, I think you have to work hard and smart. And I think, you know, I'm 44 now and I want to finish strong. You know, I feel like a 12-year-old still. I think the industry is changing so much that we're constantly inspired and you just feel super young.
You look like you're 25.
I know, stop it. Botox is my friend. It's the beauty business, not the ugly old one. Yeah. So, you know, we and I think it's, you know, those are really important things that you have to all keep it together, you know, and we hold each other accountable. We're really lucky.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, but we stay inspired and we do try to find some sense of peace. We live in Traverse City, Michigan, which is one of the most beautiful cities in the country. And so for about 8 weeks out of the time in northern Michigan, we see this thing called the sun. and it rolls up and it's beautiful. And so we have Lake Michigan. We kayak. We try to get outside and see the sun and get on the lake and enjoy that. And so, but really most of our time is spent with people like you. It doesn't feel like work when you love what you do. So
that's the truth, you know. That's incredible. I kind of want to back up a little bit, Miss Plank. And do you
doing
call
a
yourself
lot of backpedaling?
Yeah, just Jen. Just Jen. Just Jen.
Yeah, Lacey, you can jump in too. But,
yeah.
But I mean, do you consider yourself a motivational speaker? Is that how you title yourself? Or?
It's so hard because that's the easiest way to describe it to someone from the outside, mm-hmm. when they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I guess I'm a motivational speaker, but. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how. I guess you would have to sit. I don't think that's what it is. I think
because she says you can motivate somebody, but it's like leading a man to or teaching him how to hunt, or just giving him the fish, right?
Right.
So she's an inspirational speaker because you can inspire somebody to have motivation.
Yeah, right, and I feel like for our industry, sometimes motivation becomes like the crack of the industry. Right. Like everybody's got, I just need to be motivated. Like I can't sell retail because I'm motivated. I can't have a bad attitude because I'm motivated. And I feel like if it doesn't stick, then in 8 weeks that selective memory loss kicks in that some of us have, myself, ADD, ADHD, and we forget everything that we learn. When you inspire somebody to critically think about themselves from the inside, then it's theirs. It's not mine anymore. It starts out, it's my experience. By the end of the 90 minutes, it's your program. Or if we do an Insulin, it starts out our program. At the end, it's yours. We pass it to you.
So it's much more than motivating, you know? It's more you're not there to motivate them. You're there to change their lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We do. We change lives and bottom lines. That's what we do. We change your life and we change your bottom line all at the same time.
Somebody say, what are you? I'm a life changer.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Look, I'm taking that. Yeah.
Life change.
Yeah, life changer, game changer, I think. I think definitely for salon teams, we're definitely a game changer for them. Yeah.
I'm really stuck like how you became like, how you became Jen behind the chair. And then, like, what gave you the drive? What gave you the whatever to kind of, like, start, like inspirational talking? Like, I can't even imagine
how that happened.
But even like, even removing your ego and saying, how can I do this? Why am I important? Yep. Why does anybody want to hear me talk? What do I have to offer? You know, and, like, in your own head in the shower, man, I'm the most inspirational dude in the world. But, you know, then when I get outside of that, it's like, well, I don't have really the balls to kind of, like, even speak about, you know what
okay
I mean?
So this is hilarious. So we were just at the Chicago ABS show with Chris Barron from Redken, and he
my
was
my boy.
Yep, our boy. We love Chris Barron. Yep. And he was sitting around a bar with a bunch of men that I had not met yet, and he said, Jen Plank, come over here, I want to introduce you to my friends. And he said, this is Jen Plank, she has the biggest balls in the entire beauty industry. And it was like crazy because I'm like, that's uncomfortable for me, number one.
And number you have big balls? Well, uncomfortable.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It just feels a little uncomfortable. And then I said to him, the reason why I have big balls is because I have the moxie to like show up every day. Like, you're not going to get rid of me. I can never quit my job. And if people, one of the questions I get all the time is, do you ever feel like quitting? Do you ever just feel like saying like, it. Like, I'm out. Like, I'm over it. And I'm like, yeah, but then I would be letting you down. So, you know, it comes from like rising up every day to do better, but I never think I'm the best motivator. I don't have that anymore. Like, honestly,
doesn't sound like big balls. That sounds like a big heart.
Yeah. I just don't feel that way about myself. And sometimes it's really weird. Like, you know, you watch what you wish for because you'll get it. Because when I first started this, I had 500 followers on social media, and in 36 months, I went up to 20,000. And I don't pay for anything. I don't buy friends. I don't pay for my post. Everything is organic. If you follow me, it's because you met us, and we had a real-life connection. So, you know, I think that's also really important when you use those social media vehicles to keep it real, homies. Keep it real.
Right, yep.
You know, you don't need to buy. Just be real.
Yep.
And the followers will come. But the first time I got asked to do a talk was, there's two things that changed my life and where I knew I was going to be a motivational speaker. The first one was sales consultant, a life changer. Right, you're right. Stop it, life changer. Stop it. Hashtag that. Number sign that, homie. Right. I was 44. There used to be a number sign.
John Riggins.
Right. Stop it. And our sales consultant came in from Salon Centric and said, hey, Jen, I've got this beauty school in Port Huron, Michigan. And the husband bought it for his wife. She's not a beauty professional. It's just like for fun. It's like a hobby. And I was like pissed. And I'm like, yeah, I'll go talk to her. I'm going to tell her to shut it down. We're not a hobby. We're a career, homie. Like, I was like all puffed up. Like, I'm going to get you. And then I walked into her office and I met her. And within 10 minutes, I knew that she was supposed to be one of us. And her name is Tina Black. And she owns one of the number one Paul Mitchell schools in the country today. And that was over 20 years ago. And so the first time I spoke for her and her students, it was like, ooh, wait, I think I'm supposed to do that. Like, whoa, this feels really like good. And then where I really saw it, though, is the Redken Symposium. And that moment changed my life forever. And I was a young hairdresser. I was in my 20s. I couldn't even afford the ticket. The girl I was assisting paid for my ticket. And everyone at the salon kept saying, you got to go to the Redken Symposium, John. You got to see it. And I was like, yeah, I'm totally in. I have no idea what that is, but I'm going. And they're like, it's in Vegas. And I'm like, I'm all about Vegas, but I've never been there either. So that's cool. You know, and so it was a game changer, both because I'd never been to the Redken Symposium and also because I'd never been to Las Vegas. And I just remember sitting there in that opening event that they have that's just crazy. And this woman walked out. She was a beautiful African-American woman, and she her hair was cool. She was cool. But when she spoke, it was a conversation. She wasn't scripted. It wasn't rehearsed. It was real. And that was the first time I saw my purpose. You know, Redken at the symposium, and that woman showed me my purpose. And when I saw it, I knew that I was going to do that. I'm going to do that. And so I went home, told my salon owner, Salon Centric helped me, Mike Maley helped me, when Clayball gave me my first shot, like people helped me. Ruth Roach wrote an article about me when I was 12 in a bad shirt. You know, just I've had a Michael Cole, like I've just had some great mentors. And I think like sharing who you want to be when you grow up with the right people is how you get there. So don't keep your dream a secret. Don't be afraid to say it and say it out loud and say it to people who can help you, because, you know, Jen Plank didn't become Jen Plank because of Jen Plank. Jen Plank became Jen Plank because of everybody around her.
Right. That's amazing.
Is amazing. I mean, so many people, they want to like, just kind of like keep to themselves or just hold it all in, thinking they're going to do it themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know? It's that same insecurity, right? I mean, it's more about like, if I share this, like I'm scared somebody's going to take advantage of that, right?
Right.
Instead of just sharing it with the world.
That's
not like The Secret, the book.
Yeah, I love The Secret. I'm a huge Secret girl. I love The Secret. I believe in that. I think that exchange of energy is like good, you know? I don't know about like all the crazy voodoo stuff, but you know, I definitely believe like what you put out is what you get in return.
Corey has a great voodoo story for later.
Yeah.
That's
later over
story.
Cheetos. Yeah. Is this a backstage conversation with alcohol? Is that what's happening? Stop it.
So Ms. Plank, who motivates you?
Whew.
I mean, aside from
the obvious is sitting right next to me. That way, I would definitely say Lacey for sure has been a huge inspiration for me from the second I met her, watching her, you know, utilize those resources to flip her entire career as a 13-year veteran stylist is pretty sick. She also holds me accountable to who I'm supposed to be. So when I forget that I'm Jen Plank, she reminds me that you're Jen Plank and you need to remember who you are. But other salon owners inspire me. Other salon teams, beauty school students inspire me. Sam Viak, Justin Isaac, Hugo, the crew from Lanza and Surface, Wayne Grun, all the people that inspire everybody inspire me. You know, I surround myself with greatness and hope I catch some of it. You know, anybody who's smarter than me, funnier than me, cooler than me, like I just want to hang up next to you and hope some, that's like awesome. I catch right. some. Yeah.
I'm in good company though, because everybody's smarter than me.
Yes. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, man. I kind of feel like I'm catching it everywhere. Like I got that.
We got that.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted to book Ms. Plank, how they get in touch
with you? We have an agent. Poor him. He has to manage our crazy calendar. There's a couple places that you can find us. You know, we're with Salon Centric. 9 times out of 10, you can catch us there all the time. If they're doing something, we're hanging with them. They're just great people to run with. But we have an agent. His name is Paul Command. And you can email him directly at dpcommand@gmail.com. And just let them know that you want to have us into your salon. We do, all of our stuff is customized. So if you're a big salon of, you know, 4 locations, 250 employees, we can customize it for you. If you are a salon suite and there's 4 of you, we can do that too. We love beauty schools. We spend a lot of time with them. We love the future of the beauty industry. And so everything's very customized.
She also did start doing FaceTime Plank Time too.
Plank
time. Yeah, like instead of FaceTime, it's like FaceTime Plank Time. So, you know, a lot of times people don't have like an extra 10 grand laying around to like fly us in and play for the hotels and the day rate and all that. And so we wanted to make a place that was cost effective, still where we could see you face to face. And so last year I did about 5 Plank Time FaceTimes with salons from all over the country just to see if it was like worked. You know, I didn't know if I'd still be able to have that emotional connection via the laptop, and it absolutely was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so you can purchase those too, and they're just a more cost effective. It drops a couple zeros off the end of the price, which is kind of nice.
That's
you know,
cool.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that is that when we talked about bringing Jen on, Tony and I were having a conversation, and we were like, Jen has so much energy. If we try to do it over Zoom, which is how we do a lot of our interviews, you know, does it translate? And luckily, you know, we're here together, so we're able to do it live. But that was absolutely a conversation we had. So So it's interesting that you could, that kind of that
well, you know, and we're always fearful, like just sitting at this table with all of your technology, like you can see us both keeping our hands folded and we don't want to touch anything because, you know, technology is still kind of a foreign beast for some of us that are artists. And so we're really trying to bridge that gap. And so I'm glad that we were able to be face to face.
Yeah, me too.
Super cool.
Now my energy is way up. Yep. You know, is that infectious?
The three-eyed virus.
The three eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, this question's for Lacey, not for Jen. Get off the mic, kid.
Stop it. Can't stop it.
She's not going to be able to be quiet.
I won't be able to.
There's no way. Actually, we're going to repeat the question for her, so we'll give her a second to think about it, because apparently she needs a lot of
I'm the one who needs to think about it.
That's why we're going to you first.
Right.
So, couple rules.
Okay.
First rule is no bullshit.
Yep. Okay.
Second rule is
no world peace.
You can't say world peace. You can't say this, none of that stuff. What are you absolutely obsessed with? And it can be whatever.
Wow, what am I absolutely obsessed with?
Right now, right in this moment, it doesn't have to be a life thing. Is, you know, is there like a sweater or
whatever? Plank or
shut up!
Shut your face!
She's so sick of it; it's not even funny.
You know, just trying to juggle everything because I have like 900 things going on at once. We built a house. We're building our salon.
Not me and her. Not and her boyfriend, Punny.
This is not my girlfriend.
Right?
Just
we
so
are
you
not
know,
together.
We
are
asked.
Not.
We do share my boyfriend.
We do. We call him Punny. It's like sister wives, but totally different. Yeah.
But not.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of the same. Yeah.
So anything that I do, I want to do it great. Uh-huh. I don't want to just do it half-assed. So that's kind of, I'm trying to put my energy into everything that needs my energy and do it well.
How do you filter that out? Like how do you like, what's important today or what's important now? Or how do you filter out and able to, you know, control that?
I just, when something pops in my head, I try to do that and finish that and then go to the next thing. Which, you know, with ADD, there's like 10 things in there all at once.
10 things in there.
Sometimes you have to write it down so you can get to the next thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a rule. It's like I won't answer a text until I'm ready to answer it.
Right. That's good.
You know, like I'll read it on, thank God it comes up on like the cover page right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jen texted me, but I can't address it now. I'm going to have to address it. Actually, that literally happened this morning.
I'll text him on a Sunday. He won't answer until I see him again on Wednesday at work.
Right.
But to that note, Tony gets 3 a.m. text messages all the time.
Tony.
Yeah.
I'm asleep.
I heard his bzz, bzz.
Right.
Corey.
Yeah.
You don't answer those, do you?
No.
His wife rolls over and goes, Corey's texting.
Right. right.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I have an idea. We need to get Jim Plank.
Yeah.
And Lacey.
Yeah.
Now she's like, can you cut your phone off now?
Yeah. Silent.
Before we go to bed.
We're done.
That's so cool.
Yeah, there are times where you have to just shut off.
I can't.
Like, there was once where we did everything we needed to do, and I just had to pack to leave. And I'm like, I just need to lay down for like 20 minutes. I can't even focus. So I did. And I got up and I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning packing.
Right. You know what I started doing? You know the paperless app? The paperless app is just, it's a, like a list app. And so I do my packing list, right? So like I have a list that says when the podcast goes on the road, what's everything that I need? And I make a checklist and it never goes away. I just check it off in between, you know, uses.
Mine's Post-its all over the living room.
This is what it is.
Literally, Post-its. Yellow Post-its everywhere.
I'm totally going to share that app with you. It's a digital
Post-it
app.
Yeah, I would love
app.
That. That's awesome. I'm like, my mouth watered a little over that. I'm like, wait, what was that app?
Exactly. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And then, again, my clothing, you know, underwear, 3 pairs of underwear, you know, whatever.
I mean, it's like the struggle is real. I think people look at us and think, oh, my God, it's so glamorous. Travel is so amazing. No, it is not. It is a mass transportation experience. You are not at the Ritz-Carlton.
We love it once we get there.
Yeah.
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 No doubt.
It's worth it. It's worth it all.
Right? You know,
even if they're still playing on the left side of my face, it's so
she's
worth
like,
it.
I'm a raisin and I need to be a grape. I'm like, drink this water.
I love that.
I'm a raisin.
I'm so stealing that.
I'm a raisin. I just want to be back a grape.
Yeah. So true. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, hold on.
What are you obsessed with?
Oh, what am I obsessed? I'm obsessed with stuff like this. Honestly, right now I'm obsessed with bridging the gap in the beauty industry. That is my true obsession.
What's the gap, though?
The gap, there's gaps everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's gaps between this brand and that brand, beauty school students and mentors, leaders and coaches, corporate and artists, sales consultants and teams. There are gaps all over the place. And the better we can close those gaps, together we will always be stronger as one. We do not need segregation in this industry. We need to be inclusive. All boats rise with the tide. We need to group together and really show them the inside beauty of the beauty industry. That is what needs to happen. I'm obsessed with connecting great people in this industry with other great people, no matter what sticker you wear.
Well said.
Mic drop.
Yeah, that's my obsession. And chocolate always. Maybe some Tito's in there. I don't know. You know, little Tito's.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, on that note, is here's a gift from us.
Thanks,
and,
man.
Zuka. It's something that we want to give to you guys.
Awesome. Should we open it now?
Yeah, totally. It's awesome. Pretty cool.
You guys are going to love it. We love presents.
Yeah, this is kind of something new that's on the marketplace. And so what it is think about, it's like a gasket for your capes. So it keeps water, it keeps hair, it keeps color off your clients' collars. And
you
it
can
keeps
pour
them dry.
Water down their neck and it'll roll right off.
What, Jen?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool.
If I open it, is it going to blow up?
No. Actually, you know what? You should crack it open, and our buddy Gabriel here will put it on Lacey. So you can
eat it. Let's put it on Lacey.
Let's do it. Let's totally do it.
I can't. This looks like the blue wind bed. I'm having a wind bed moment. Here, help me with my wind bed.
Do you want to run down the hall?
I do. One of our clients was like, Jen, get a yellow one next time. Yellow would be better. I'm like, great, because I'm not loud.
That's awesome. Look at this.
What? Wow. Shut the front door, you guys. Where did you get this? What is this? Who invented this?
It's called the Zuka, and they've been really great to us. So we certainly want to share the love with them. And then watch Lace.
Oh, my God. We're going to put it on Lacey right now.
Yeah.
This is why I like Lacey, too, because if it's anything that's inappropriate, I make Lacey do it.
I'm great for that.
Yeah. So you just put it right over the cape, and then you can actually see that it's tapered, so it fits onto the skin. And Lacey will tell you in 1 second, you can almost barely feel it.
No.
Wow.
It's brilliant. Actually very comforting.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you like to be choked. No, no, it feels good.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome. No brilliant.
More
hair
neck
strips.
And no more neck strips.
How do you sanitize this?
So you can Gabriel use warm water, and you just kind of wipe it off.
Yeah.
On there. And then you can either use like a...
I mix a little bit of Barbicide in my water spray bottle.
Okay.
I have a separate one. And then spritz it, and then...
are the coolest things ever.
Yeah. I rinse it off and then I'll spritz it with the
barbicide. I
kind of
want to wear it as a necklace today. I have to tell you the truth. I think it goes on my dress.
It does.
Right. Totally. Right. Oh my God, thank you so much.
That's pretty cool. And you can follow them. They have a Instagram page.
We will.
It's The Zuka, right?
The Zuka. We totally will. We'll send you guys a little mafia gear too. We'll make sure we get that shipped out to you.
Yeah,
some lids and some hoodies.
Well, definitely represent hoodies.
Yeah, we got some hoodies, some mafia hoodies.
What size do you guys want?
Extra small, clearly. Tony's totally extra small.
All right.
For
Lacey,
sure.
Lacey
and then maybe an extra large for Corey.
Are they like women's size or men's
no,
size?
No, they're men. Men, oh, okay. We are both.
Yeah. Word. So I'm a large and he's a couple of them.
Done. We got you. We'll hook you guys up.
That's awesome. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, you guys. I think what you guys are doing is super cool. You know, from us to you, thanks for bridging the gap with us. And we think that this podcast is literally going to revolutionize the industry. So thank you so much for thinking of us, for including us. Keep doing what you guys are doing. It's brilliant. It's relevant. It's real. And it's amazing. And it was a privilege to be here with you.
Yes, thanks for bringing me on, too.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love
we haven't talked to Lace.
I know. Everybody likes to hear a little from you, Lace.
They just a little.
They did get a little. You know what? We actually got like a paragraph. So that's all I was really expecting.
That's a record right there.
Totally. Awesome. So to make it official, Lacey and Jen, thank you very, very much for joining us on your day off.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find... Actually, you can. You can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.